Now, we get lots of emails, letters, tweets and texts to this show. Messages are sent about all kinds of things. And unfortunately, we don't get to cover everything. However, one email came in recently which we thought was very interesting. Gary Talbot from Ballyfermot in Dublin contacted us to talk about his career as a successful male model and also to warn young men about the pressures they can come under when they enter the fashion business. Gary is certainly speaking from experience. He is the only Irish male model to strut his stuff on the catwalk during London Fashion Week, and he's been courted by some of the biggest fashion houses on the planet, Tom Ford and Versace, to name just a couple. Now, I'm sure the average person on the street would be able to name 5 or 10 female supermodels, no problem. But male models, how many can you name? So we twisted the arm of our reporter, Brenda Donoghue, to see whether she'd be interested in spending some time with one of Ireland's most successful male models. And very reluctantly, she agreed.
Hello, Gary.
How are you?
Nice to meet you. Lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks, Gary, for agreeing to meet me. And I was just been reading your resume and you're very successful. But I have to be honest, I've never heard of you. But you're the first Irish male model to ever be in London Fashion Week. Is that right?
Yeah, I done Fashion Week. Will it be last summer that I done it? Everything just kind of happened really quickly. Everything just kind of, I wasn't expecting it. I was literally picked up out of Dublin and dropped in London. And a day later, I was walking catwalks. It was just the most surreal, craziest few weeks of my life. It was just hectic, but I loved every minute of it.
So you were actually on the catwalk in London Fashion Week, having never kind of modelled or had experience of modelling before?
Not really. Like, I'd done a few small things here and there in Ireland. I'd done the odd press call, I'd done a few interviews and things like that. Nothing really. I'd never done catwalk. So when I got told that I was doing catwalk, I was panicking because I kind of walk with a bit of a bounce, and I was kind of thinking in my head, I was like, oh, what are y'all going to think of the way I walk? And I was more nervous doing the rehearsal for the shows, because you know you're being watched and being monitored and told what way to walk. I didn't really have time to be nervous for the actual show. But yeah, it's just a different world altogether. It's just completely gone from doing press calls and kind of doing small shoots here and there to walking in front of hundreds of people and featuring on Vogue and featuring on GQ within hours of doing your show. Backstage, it is so hectic. It's crazy. At one stage, I had to cut my hair at least 3 times. Everybody else was getting extensions and I was getting my hair cut off.
Sorry, what do you mean? In one morning, they cut your hair 3 times?
Yeah, my hair was so long compared to a lot of the other lads that were in the show. And they were all getting extensions. They were going for like this rockabilly, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
You know, like with the kind of grease kind of look. My hair was too long to kind of brush that far back. So they cut it. Like, I didn't get off the seat from the time I got there that morning till I was doing the show. And then after the show, it's just model lounges. So there's places models go. Different brands, different companies hold these houses. And you go in and there's food, there's drinks.
Yeah, but what's the point of having food? Anyway, go on.
Yeah. There's food, there's drinks. And it's just a place to go in and relax after such a hectic morning. When I went to one of them, there was personal trainers kind of giving you different routines if you wanted to kind of take sheets from them. And there was underwear brands that were giving away free underwear, and it was just a really kind of mellow place, and they had big PlayStations up on the wall, and it was basically just a big lads pad. Everybody just went in, chilled out, had something to eat, had a drink, played the PlayStation. So yeah, it was.
After you did your catwalk. Well, at least you weren't wearing heels, so you had that advantage, Gary.
Yeah.
Well, that all sounds very glamorous and busy and exciting, but I'm sitting here in your lovely home in Ballyfermot, and I'm thinking, how did it get to that?
I never set out to become a model. It was never even in my thoughts to become a model. So I was on Twitter and I was speaking to a man about a car, and I didn't really know who he was.
Yeah.
I asked him who he was and he said his name was Tyson Beckford. And then it kind of triggered in my brain who he was. And he was a judge on Britain and Ireland's Next Top Model. He's been on America's Next Top Model, Toni Braxton's music videos, Britney Spears' music videos. So I knew he was a big deal. Then a couple of weeks later, I was still in contact with him, and he said he was coming to Dublin. So he contacted me one morning and I went in to meet him in the Shelbourne Hotel. Everything from that day on, my whole life just changed. It was very surreal. He was such a humble man, such a respectable man. he really gave me the drive to want to better myself in life. We just really clicked. We just really got along. And he was just saying, you should really get pictures done. You should really try this. I thought about it and I said, well, I've nothing to lose. I wasn't working. As I said, I had no ambitions, no drive. And that really set me off. That really gave me the boost I needed. Within a couple of weeks later, I was walking London Fashion Week.
Gee, Gary, I could sit and talk all day, but I'm just wondering, when somebody like Tyson meets you, that's great to have a cup of tea, see you later. But why did he think you could make a model? Or what qualities do you think you possess within yourself that make you a successful model?
Well, I think it was definitely, like, I'm 6'2". I have kind of a dark complexion. Some of my photos, I don't look the same in every photo. I think that was what it was. I kind of have a different style in every picture. And whether he's seeing that on my social media pictures, that I look different in every one, I'm always changing my hair. I'm always changing my style. Always change to different looks. So I think they were the kind of key points that, oh, well, he can look different in different pictures. And he has the height and he has the style and he has his head screwed on properly. He knows what he wants.
You touched on something there that I thought was interesting, that the reason you're doing so well is the fact that you can do different looks and different times. What's your favourite look? Or talk us through some of the looks that you've done.
I've done kind of the grungy mod look for a while. I had my head shaved on the sides. It was very long on top. We had different piercings and it was really fun. My favourite look and my most used look would be the kind of classic 1950s gentleman look. So a lot of suits, a lot of very slicked hair, very, very formal looking. That would be my most popular and that would be probably my favourite. Just be a different character for a moment. And it is fun. It's great. I've tried the sporty look. I don't have a bulky body. I don't have a really strong physique. So the sporty look for me doesn't really work.
Well, Gary, being a male model, and I don't know if you're straight or gay or whatever, and I'm not prying too much, but is it easier to meet somebody that you want to meet? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I am straight, but it is hard to meet somebody because if you want to meet somebody, you want to be focused on a relationship. You move around a lot, so you don't get a lot of time to yourself.
What about the female models?
Funny enough, female models, when you're in London, they're never in London the same time the male models are. Now, I think that could be purposely done. So it does keep the male separate from the female. Very rarely you'll come across a female model at the same time you're in London. I think that's the agencies do that so that people don't mix and relationships don't form. Because a lot of these girls, obviously, if they fall head over heels in love with another model, the agency is losing out on these two models. So it is I think it is purposely done so that you don't mix and you don't meet each other that often. When it comes to attention, I get all my attention from older women. It would be kind of, you go into a pub or you go to a party or anything like that, and it's always a group of women who, I mean, it's harmless fun, but they really do be at you constantly. So it's like, I kind of go into a shell and I just want to get out of there. I don't really like the whole...
What are they, kind of poking you and annoying you or teasing you, asking you to come over and chat to them?
Yeah, hanging out with me and take photographs. And it is just all a bit of fun. But as I said, I do kind of curl up into a shell and I don't like big crowds and I don't like being nightclubs or anything like that. I get very bad anxiety if I'm in crowds like that when people are having a laugh and hanging out with me. It's not really me.
Gary, you're from Ballyfermot and we're here in your mum and dad's home. A great community here. I know I've been out here loads of times with the whole Mary Byrne thing. Are they proud of you?
The support I've gotten from home has been amazing. All of the neighbours, even people that you don't know but you know to see, has been such an amazing support. And it's really nice to come home and know that you're making a difference. And a lot of teenagers in this community now would mail me on Facebook, how do I get into this? How do I start this? And it's really uplifting because you can see you're already inspiring people. And I know I was one of them teenagers that just hung around, done nothing. Now they have something to kind of work for and push for. It's an amazing community and I'd never want to live anywhere else.
So Gary, there must be do's and don'ts then of what you should do and shouldn't do as a successful model. Lines you don't cross. What are they, would you say?
Definitely getting caught up in media. If you are being a successful model, your agencies don't really appreciate you going out and being photographed at parties and doing all the wrongs that you shouldn't do. And when it comes to different jobs being offered, whether it's nudity or whether it's a little bit provocative, your agents will decide. Your agents will kind of sit down with you, but you're never pressured into doing anything. If you don't want to do anything, you just don't do it. No matter who you are in this industry, you can be replaced. So the brand isn't losing out. If you don't want to pose nude, they'll just get somebody else.
Have you ever been asked to do nude? Have you said yes or no or whatever?
I have done nude.
Oh, you have?
Okay. I've done two nude. They wouldn't be full-on nude. It's kind of like an artistic nude. I was comfortable enough to do it. And before I did do it, I had said it to my family. I had asked my mother what she thought. I had asked my father what he thought. My sister, because these are the ones who are going to be affected more than me, because I was willing to do it. So I didn't want my mother to pick up a magazine or a newspaper and say, that's my son.
She'd be down the hairdressers in Ballyfermot. Yeah. Be all having a look. Oh my God.
I'll only do it in a certain way.
So basically, sorry, your mum and dad didn't have a problem with it.
No, okay. They didn't. I remember when I'd said, I've done a nude, I'm going to do a nude photo shoot. My mum was a bit, maybe you shouldn't. And then I said, no, I think I should. So she said, look, if you want to do it, do it. Just be careful who you're working with and you know what's going to happen. And I did, and I'm really happy with the results. I haven't seen the finished shots yet. I can't wait to see the final look.
So Gary, you're home here from London, a little bit of a vacation because you're heading off to
LA, and I can't wait. So I'm going over to LA and I'm going to meet with different TV networks. One of them is the E! Entertainment Network, ABC. We're going to more or less just see what can be offered in the entertainment industry as well as me doing fashion.
So you're going to head to LA, Gary. Before you go, it is a bit of a leap from the street corner here in Ballyfermot to hanging around with Tom Ford and watching the whole Versace collection coming together, etc.
Definitely, it is very surreal, and it's still sometimes, I don't think it's fully sunk in what I've actually seen and what I've actually achieved. The people I have met through this industry, it's just been amazing. It really has changed. I mean, from, as you said, sitting on a corner in Ballyfermot to walking Fashion Week and walking around London with such big names in the entertainment industry, it is very, very surreal.
Gary, the best of luck in LA, and don't be a stranger. I'm sure I can rally a group of older women who'd eat you alive. Is that all right? You don't mind that?
No, that'd be fine. That'd be fine. Thanks for having me. Fashion, turn to left. Fashion, turn to
left. Gary Talbot there, one of Ireland's best male models. Sounds like a really nice guy speaking to our Brenda Donoghue. Celia Holman-Lee joins us still in our Limerick studio. And before we go to the Newark, interesting there, Celia, to hear about Gary's views on the pressures possibly sometimes to do nude shoots, or indeed the pressures of just living and making sure that they stay in shape for the job.
Yeah, well, that is the industry, and you can hear, well, you can hear, well, we heard what he was saying there regarding everything is your choice. And you can make a choice on what you want to do. Your agents will never pressurize you. As he said himself, there's 50 more models to take your place. I would agree, and there is pressure. It's like any job, you have pressure, no matter what job you're doing, to give it 100%. So in our industry, it's keeping in shape and trying to make sure that you look good and keep healthy, because that's what you're doing. You're out there selling a product. The product is practically nearly yourself, because you have to make those clothes look so good. So I can see, yeah, where he's coming from. He's a fantastic success story. He really is.
Well done to Gary Talbot. Well done to Celia Holman-Lee. And I can assure you, Celia, when we come back after the Newark, we have loads, billions of questions for you. Our text lines genuinely have been hopping. And we'll be back to you shortly.